guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Liljew with Progressive Ag Marketing. Tom, kind of a risk-off type of trading day the way it was looking.
Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota received beneficial moisture slash rainfall, snowfall, and the trade is that's a pretty dry area, and there's a pretty negative reaction on the row crop complex today.
Yeah, it was kind of that way, and then it that pulled the wheat along with it, or did wheat suffer on its own?
That suffered on its own. You know, we had a nice little bump Monday, but some of that was the Port of Odessa bombings, and it got up to its 20-day moving average and decided to back off of that.
Yeah. All in all, just the market just kind of seems caught between the trading channel or trading ranges and just chopping back and forth.
Yeah, the wheat, you know, the wheat complex especially, it gets up, tries to get up to those 50-day moving averages, and it won't crack them, and then it'll go back down to the range, and it'll try and make another run again. But overall, we've got the big planting intentions report Thursday. They are expecting about 3 million more soybean acres and about 3 million less corn acres than last year. So we'll see if we end up close to those ranges. Spring wheat is expected to be at 11 million, down slightly from last year's plantings.
Yeah. Of course, weather, by the time we actually get in the field and start planting, that all changes anyway, I guess.
Well, they'll trade the report volatile through Thursday, and then by Monday morning, it'll all be about the weather.
Yeah, for sure. Could be kind of a wild last hour, hour and a half of that trade, I guess, huh?
It sure could be. We've also got some reports of some avian flu and some dairy cows in Texas and Kansas, so that's got the cattle markets on their heels today. Next thing you know, somebody will blow something up, and we'll see crude oil go right back to its recent highs here.
Yeah, or it will crash a container ship into a bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah, and actually there is some talk about that, closing up some slip traffic. It's kind of a high-volume container port. So there's some speculation there about slowdowns in shipping.
Yeah, okay. And you mentioned the livestock side. Anything else in there that we need to be talking about?
Well, the cold storage numbers came out. Hogs are getting a little bit of support today. That was the lowest supply for the end of February since 1997. And so we are seeing a little green on the board in that complex. There's also a quarterly hogs and pigs report out Thursday. They are expecting all U.S. hogs to be about 100.1% of last year's levels.
Okay. Anything else we need to be talking about?
It's just a lot of reports on the livestock side with cold storage reports, cattle on feed, quarterly hogs and pigs. So the livestock complex is the one that's really, really rocking back and forth.
Tom Liljew at Progressive Ag Marketing.